Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. We are in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. I want to apologize. There was a mix-up this morning. We were not able to record the Daf, so that's why it's going to be posted late. So we're up to Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We're up to the Gemara with a Mishnah, a very unusual Mishnah, had a lot of Agadata in the Mishnah. All the Milas of Bris Mila. Very, very unusual for a Mishnah to have Agadata. So we'll start with the Gemara. Today the entire Daf is Agadata. Tanya. Rabbi Shur ben Karcha Omer. Rabbi Shur ben Karcha said, "Gedola Mila. Mila is amazing. How great is Mila? Shekol zechuyos she'asa Moshe Rabbeinu. All the zechuyos that Moshe Rabbeinu did. He was a great man. He was the greatest man ever. Lo amdu lo kishen es rashal min hamila. It didn't help him when he was lax in the mitzvah of Mila. Your mitzvos don't protect you when you have averos. You have averos and you have mitzvos. So all the mitzvos that he did didn't save him. Didn't, according to this mandama, we're going to see in a minute." Didn't save him. Shenemar, because it says, Vayivkeshehu Hashem, Vayivakesh Hamiso. He bumped the Hashem, Hashem sent somebody, Malach, seeking to kill Moshe. Why would Moshe, we'll see in a minute, Amar Rebbe, what's the Gimel? Amar Rebbe Yossi, Chas V'shalom Shemoshe Rabbeinu, this Rashi Men Hamila. Chas V'shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu was lax, was neglectful in the mitzvah of Mila. Chas V'shalom to say such a thing. Rather, Elakach Amar. What happened was it was time for the Mila. It was time to do the Bris Mila. However, Kach Omar, Hashem told him to go. Hashem told him, your mission is beginning, Moshe. It's time for you to go to Paro. So Omar, he said, Emol the Eitze, should I do the Bris Mila and then leave? Sakanahi, it's a sakana. How do you know it's a sakana? Shenemar, because it says by the Levi, Shimon and Levi by Shechem, Vayhi b'yom hashlishi b'yosem kavim. On the third day of the Mila, after the whole town had a Bris Mila, they were very kohev. They were very sick. They were not well. The Ran on the bottom says the third day is not worse than the second day. It's not worse. The bottom line of the Ran, he says, the third day is not worse. We always think that. The third day is the worst day. That's not what it means. So why did they wait till the third day? If it's not worse. Because they're weaker because it's cumulative. For 3 days it's been like this. So day one, then on day two you have day one and day two, and on day three you have day one, two, and three. In other words, you don't start to get better yet. So it's just worse and worse. So three is worse than two. Maybe after 3 days you start to improve. That's why after the third day, it would be worse to start attacking. So, right? V'hachi muchach perek rebelaz demila. It's muchach from over there in Masechta Shabbos. So they purposely waited for the third day to attack because that's when they're at, not that the third day is worse than the second day. It's cumulative. Now, apparently, the day that they wanted to leave was the third day that the baby, or the time frame when the baby was supposed to have a Bris Mila. If Moshe would have given the Bris Mila, it would have been a sakana to go. So he didn't know what to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't do the Bris Mila. Because if I do the Bris Mila, it's a sakana. Hashem never would have intended for me to put my baby in a makam sakana. That can't be. Now, amol v'esha shloshi yamim. So what should I do? I should do the Bris Mila and wait? Is that what I should do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu amali leich shuv Mitzrayim. Hashem said to go. Klai Yisrael is waiting for this. They're waiting for this for 210 years. I'm going to delay for my son's Bris Mila? That can't be pshat. It can't be that Moshe was negligent and lax and not interested and he was lazy about it. That can't be. Ella manenash Moshe. So why was he punished? He was punished mibnei shenas asik b'molon techila. He was punished because he was delaying with his hotel reservations first. When he got to the hotel, he's checking in the bags and then busy. For that reason he was delayed, and for that reason he was punished. And the Ran points out, it must be that this hotel was very close to Mitzrayim. So he could have done the Bris Mila and even have traveled further. Wouldn't have been a Sakana anymore, it's right there. But he didn't do that. That was his delay. Why did he delay like that? That I don't know. But that was some kind of delay, and that was some kind of taina on Moshe Rabbeinu. But had we done that, that would not have been a taina on us, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is a diamond. So when you have a diamond and it's a tiny, 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 you need a microscope to see that scratch, right? But it's an imperfection. So for someone like Moshe Rabbeinu, who's such a diamond, the slightest imperfection, you need a microscope to see this. What's the avera here? That he went to the hotel, right? Someone on Moshe Rabbeinu's level, who's such a diamond, that the slightest imperfection spoils it. So that's why we're going to see in a minute, he was chayiv misa. You're not chayiv misa if you don't do a bris milah. You're chayiv kares. So the whole question, when are you chayiv kares? Years later, you walk around being chayiv kares. I don't know about that. But when are you chayiv? You're not chayiv misa. What's all of a sudden Hashem wants to kill Moshe? Because Moshe's not a regular person. Moshe's a diamond. Shenemar, Baderach Hamalon, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Lo la Moshe Rabbeinu Bikesh Tatan Laharuk. It's not even the Moshe Rabbeinu that the Sultan wanted. Ella, rather, Lo Oso Tirok, he wanted the baby. Shenemar, Ki Chasan Damim Atoli. Because Tziporah said, you are a Chasan of blood to me. Who's she talking about? Moshe? Moshe's a Chasan? They married a long time already. Rather, it must have been referring to the baby. Tzeyu Re'i Mikari Chasan Haviyom Etzat Tirok. Who's the Chasan? It's Moshe? No, Moshe not the chassan. It's the baby. The Marsha says something fascinating. He says that Moshe promised Yisro, he made a promise to Yisro that he wouldn't mal one of his children. So the Malach had no tie on Moshe. He made a promise. What could I do? I don't know why would Moshe... The Marsha says, Shemestaber shershir mikl sha'atnai shehisne Moshe Rabbeinu im Yisro chosno shlo yomol z'echad mibanov. He wouldn't mal one of his children. So Moshe had no... Why he would make that tonight, I don't know. But he couldn't be faulted. Tzipora didn't make such a tonight. Therefore, Tzipora was able to do the meal. She didn't make such a tonight. And why would the baby be punished for the sin of his father? We're going to have that later on in the Amid. That's the question that we never have an answer to. But that's what the Gemara says. Now, further. Darash Rabbi Yehuda bar Bizna. B'shar shen esrash al Moshe Rabbeinu min ha-mila. When Moshe Rabbeinu was lax, and whatever that means, in not doing the mila, bo af v'chema, af and chema, different forms of anger, came, ubluhu, swallowed him up, v'lo shi'ayru mimenu el raglav. And the only thing exposed was his raglav, which the Ran says was his makam ha-mila. That was not covered by the, we always think it's a snake, but it could be it was. It was some kind of kas from Hashem, and it was covered up his entire body except for Makam Amila. Miyad, so Tzipora realized what's going on here. Fatikach Tzipora Tzor, Fatikro says Aralaz Bina. She gave the Amila to the son. Miyad right away, Fayaref Bimenu, and the anger subsided. It went away. But also Shah Bikish Moshe Rabbeinu Lahargan. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to kill these evil forces, this anger. Shenemar, Heref Me'af, the Ozev Chema. The Yesh Omrim L'Chema Hargo. He killed it. Shenemar Chema Chema Ein Li. How could you say he killed it? I Vokziv Ki Yagorti Mipnei Ha'ava Chema. It's still around. So the Gemara says two answers. Trei Chema Havi. There's two different forms of anger. This is Gemara's beyond us. We could just read the words. What it means, we don't know. The Yibayzema Gunda De Chema. No. But the troop, the soldiers of Chema still around. Maybe the chief, the general Chema was Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get rid of, but the soldiers are still here. Again, what does that mean? We don't know the depth of what this means. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Gedola Mila, Mila so great. She'ein lecha mish and asasik b'mitzvos kavam avinu. Because there's nobody else that was osik in mitzvos on the level of Avram Avinu. V'lenikra tamim, and he wasn't called a tamim. Ella al shem mila. Only when he had a bris mila. Shenemar, his halech lefanai ve'yetamim. Walk before me and be complete. Till bris mila. He did a lot of mitzvot. He did a lot of things, Avram Avinu. He was not called a tamim till he had a bris mila. So if a bris mila made Avram a tamim, we know, the Gemara says in Yuma, that Avram Avinu kept the whole Torah. So why didn't he give himself a bris mila beforehand? He needed what?
Amen.
So what? He did Erev Tavshilin, wasn't commanded. He ate matzah. He mistama. He learned Torah. He didn't worship idols. He wasn't commanded. So why didn't he give himself a bris milah?
Not a lot of
Oh, some say that. It's an iser to wound yourself. You're not allowed to wound yourself. So without a tzivui to do that, he had no right. Some say that. Some say, because we know, you hear the question?
Yeah.
Some say we know that being mitzvah to do a mitzvah is greater than someone who's not mitzvah. Right? Why? Because there's a reason not to do it. Only when you have mitzvah to do it, you try to get out of it. You try to weasel out of it. If you're not mitzvah, then it's voluntary. So mitzvah v'osa is greater than an eno mitzvah v'osa. So everything that Avraham Avinu did was eno mitzvah v'osa. He wasn't commanded. Right? He wasn't commanded. So whatever he did was eno mitzvah v'osa. But bris milah is only going to do once in his life. You can only do that once in your life. You can't do bris milah more than once. So if you're only doing it once, wait till you're mitzvah. It's much greater. That's another answer. The third answer is a Sweet Yesh says, because by definition, a bris milah, what's a bris? A bris is a covenant. You need two parties for that.
Right.
Can't do that by yourself. Unlike matzah and learning Torah and avodah zarah and all the other things Avraham Avinu, Erev Tavshilin, all the things Avraham Avinu did, that he could do. But by definition, a bris is a partnership. It's a covenant. You can't do that by yourself. Anyway, and it says, Ve'etna brisi beini ubeinecha. Fine. Davar acher, gedola mila sheshekula keneged kol ha-mitzvot sheba Torah. Mila is the equal of all mitzvot in the Torah. How do you know that? Shenemar kialpi ha-dvarim ha-eile. Right? These things. In other words, the whole Torah. So we had a few days ago that tzitzit is shakul keneged the whole Torah. We had that already. Right? There are like seven mitzvot that are shakul to the whole Torah. Mila, tzitzit, tefillin, I think Shabbos. Right? Bunch of different, what's the connection between all of them? I was in the farm store, I saw a sefer. The sefer was called Shkulos. And it was all the seven mitzvos that are compared to the whole Torah. Sefer out there. I didn't buy it, but it's out there. It's all the mitzvos that are shakul, connected, kol Torah, kula. I think Talmud Torah also. And what the connection is between all of them. It's a beautiful sefer, but, it's one of those. Shemitah could be. It could be on the list. I don't remember all seven. If anyone knows the list, we'd love to see the list. Maybe someone has that safe. Davar acher, gedola mila. Mila is so great. Shel mole mila, lo niskayimu shemayim v'aretz. If not for mila, Hashem wouldn't have created. The whole reason the world was created was for mila. Shenemar, im lo brisi yomim v'layla. By the way, pligid Rabbi Elazar. Elazar argues on that. The Amr Rabbi Elazar, gedola Torah. No, it's Torah. Shel mole Torah, lo niskayimu shemayim v'aretz. Shenemar, in lo barisi yomim v'layla chukos shemayim v'aretz lo samti. If not for Torah, I wouldn't have bothered to create the world. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, b'shah she'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram Avinu, at the time that Hashem said to Avram Avinu, hithalech lefanai v'heyeh tamim, walk before me and be perfect. Achazasa ra'ada, he was seized with a tremble. Became very frightened, Avraham Avinu. Why exactly did he become frightened? Good question. Amri said, Shema yesh bi davar maguna. Maybe I have some flaw in me. What's wrong with me? But kivan sh'amalo ve'etna brisi beiniu beinecha. Once Avram, and then Hashem said the following line, and by the way, it's going to be a bris between me and your children. Avram had no children. I'm waiting for 100 years for children. Didn't have any children. Now Hashem said, and by the way, that's going to be the key. Oh, Niskara Daito. He was calmed. Because it says, Vayetzi Ota Achuta, Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, go outside. What do you mean go outside? That's what it says in the Torah. Go outside. What does that mean, go outside? Amalafan, if you're born a shalom, his lakti b'mazal shali. I saw in my, it means go outside, go to the stars. I saw in the stars. I saw in the stars, in the constellations, that I'm not going to have a son. Right, the parentheses, you change the gear, so I'm not going to have a son. I saw it. It's not in my cards. So Amalo, Hashem said, go out from your astrology. Meaning, go out from your self. Shalacha. You know why? Ain mazal Yisrael. There's no mazal. We're above that. Don't worry about mazal. There is two times a year, the Ritva says. We don't go by the mazal. We don't go by those rules. The stars decreed. Don't go by that. You're above that, Arab. You're above that. Jews are above that. What does it mean, ain mazal Yisrael? There's no mazal. Whatever mazal is, we're not bound by mazal. However, the Ritva says there's two times a year when we are bound by mazal. You know what that is? Adar and Av. Right? in Adar we have better mazel, so to speak, and in Av we have worse mazel. Right? Okay. Next. Amar of Yitzchak. Kol ha-metamim atzmo, whoever tries to make himself complete. HaKadosh Baruch Hu metamim imo. Hashem is complete with him. Shenemar Am chasid tis chased. With the chasid, Hashem is a chasid. Right? Hashem im gavur tamim tatamim. With a complete man, Hashem makes it even more complete. Hashem's with you. Amar Voshia, kol hametamim atzmo sha'a omedisla. Whoever becomes complete, the hour is his, so to speak. He'll be successful. Shenemar hisaleich lefanai v'yetamim v'ksiv. And it says v'yisal av hamon goyim. And you will be a great nation. Amar Rebbe, what's the hey? Amar Rebbe Levi, some say. Kol hamanachesh lo nachash. Whoever does witchcraft and sorcery and all those types of things, lo nachash. Sorcery will be his. In other words, he'll be pursued by that. That'll be his downfall. Shenemar kilo nachish biyakov. There's no nachish in Yaakov. So the Gemara said that whoever has menachish lo lamed vav, it'll be his. He'll be like the owner of it. But it says in the pasuk kilo not with an aleph, meaning there is no such thing. So the Gemara asked v'hama lamed aleph ksiv. But the pasuk it says lamed aleph, which means not lamed vav with him. So the Gemara says you're right. Elam mishum mida keneged mida. It's mida keneged mida. You put your fate in those hands. Right, you put your faith in sorcery and tarot cards and all that stuff, horoscope, you put your faith in that, so then that'll haunt you. Tani Ahava Berei, Derb Zera, Kol Adam She'enu Menachesh, whoever doesn't have that, Machnisin Otsa B'Machitza, they give him a portion, Shafilu Malachi Asharis Ein Yechol L'Chonais Bezocha, that even the Malachi Asharis can't enter. Why? Why it's so special? So again, you put your faith in only in Hashem. You didn't trust anything else. All this nonsense. You didn't trust any of that. So you know what? You're given the secrets of that even the Malachim are denied. It's mamish mida keneged mida. Shenemar kilonachesh yak biyakov lo kesem biyisrael. Okay. Next Gemara is very, very difficult Gemara. Extremely hard Gemara to understand. Amar Biavo, Amar Belazar. Mipnei ma nanish Avram Avinu. Why was Avram Avinu punished? How was he punished? V'nishtabdu bonav l'mitzrayim meyev eser shanim. And his children were slaves for 210 years. Why was Avram Avinu punished? So first of all, Avram Avinu was not punished. He didn't suffer for that. That's the punishment, that he's seeing his children suffer for 210 years. You have to say some answer like that. Because l'maitha, he wasn't punished. And even if he was punished, why are you punishing the children? Even if Avram was deserving, we're going to have three reasons, three things Avram did wrong. All three are very difficult. But Avram did wrong, and therefore his children are punished. Why are you punishing the children? It's very difficult, Gemara. Reason number one. B'pnei sha'asa anguria b'talmud chacham. Because he made the soldiers out of talmidei chachamim. He took his men, and he made them into soldiers. Shenemar, v'yarek eschanichav yilid beso. Right? He took his men, and he made them into soldiers. So because of that, he's punished. Very difficult. What's going on here? Ushmul amar, b'pnei shehifriz al midos of shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He questioned the midos of Hashem. Shenemar, b'mo eda ki arishena. How am I going to know that I'm going to inherit Eretz Yisrael? So first of all, that statement took place before Hashem told him it's going to even be a galus. That statement, that question, how will I know, that prompted the Bris Ben Abbasarim, where Hashem said in the Bris Ben Abbasarim, by the way, there's going to be a galus. So what do you mean? Because second of all, he didn't even question Hashem. He didn't question. He asked, in what zechut, Rashi says over there in the parsha, in Lech Lecha, in what zechut is a Klal Yisrael going to be zocha to the land? And the answer was, karbonos. Because that's what the Bris Ben Abbasarim was. It was all rumazim to karbonos. For the questioning, unlike we had last 2 weeks ago in Parshas Vo'era, when Moshe said to Hashem, you made things worse. Right? So Hashem says back to Moshe, you know, you're not like the others. They never complained about anything I did. I told Avram Avinu, I'm going to give you the land. And then I told him, he has to go buy Maaseh Machpelah. He didn't complain about it. What do I have to buy it for? Isn't it mine? He didn't complain about it. And here you are, Moshe, complaining. So what do you mean Avram was complaining? It's very difficult. First of all, it's not chronologically even correct. And second of all, it's so difficult. It's so schwer. Next. He prevented people from coming under the Shekhinah. How did he do that? Because Avram said after the war, I just want the people. You take the plunder. I'm not interested in that. I just want the souls. I want to work on them. Bring them closer to Hashem. And the punchline is that never materialized. Avram never demanded them. It never happened. So you see that Avram was squandering an opportunity to make Gerim and to make people close to Hashem. His whole life was preaching about Hashem. So one instance, it's very difficult. The Torah itself says that the reason why, which that itself needs a Hezber, the Torah itself says the reason why we went down to Mitzrayim was a Kur Barzel. It's like a smelting. It's like a refining. It's a refining process. We went down to Mitzrayim to become refined. That's a very superficial, simplistic view of it, but that's what the Torah says. That's what we went down there. You have to sometimes burn out and work out all the impurities until you have a Dardea. Until you have a generation that can be Makabel the Torah. There's a lot of Torah here. It's a lot of Haggadah Shel Pesach.
The Torah says that?
The Torah says the word Kur Barzel. That Mitzrayim was a Kur Barzel. So it took you to a Kur Barzel. So that's the pirush of that. Okay, next. Now we said before, Vayarek es chanichav yelide beso. Rav Amar, Rav says, Shehorikon batorah. What does it mean, yarek? Which means to pour. Right, exactly. When you melt the metal, right. Right, so all the right. So that's what we were doing there. We're there for 210 years to work out our impurities. That itself needs a hesber. That needs an explanation, but that's very different than punishing Avram Avinu. Okay, next.
The hardest part to understand of that is that they fell into the 49 Shari Tumah, so what kind of, how do they work out their impurities?
Right, right. That's true. So, what does it mean, V'yarek es chanichav, yilid beso, Ravama shaharikon batorah, that he poured them with Torah. Shmuel amet shaharikon bezav, he poured them with gold. Shemona azar v'shalosh meos, right, 318. Amar of Ami Bar Abba Eliezer connected Kulam. Eliezer was as strong as all 318. Ikad Yomri Eliezer who Dechush Bnei Hachi Havi. Eliezer Gematria is 318. It was only him. He was only one. It's the only place. By the only place Eliezer's name is mentioned only one place in the Torah, where it said Damesek Eliezer. In the entire story where he goes to get a wife for Yitzchak, it never mentions his name. It only says the Eved, the Ish, the Eved, the Ish. Only one place in the Torah is his name mentioned, and that's over here. V'amarab Ami Bar Abba. The Medrash says, by the way, that Eliezer was the, I don't remember now, was he the son or the grandson of Nimrod? I think it was his grandson. The Medrash says that. He was a direct descendant of Nimrod. Anyway, Amarab Ami Bar Abba. Ben Gilbal Shanim Hikar Avram Esboro. When Avram Avinu, famous Gemara, every child knows this Gemara. When Avram Avinu was 3 years old, he recognized Hashem. He was able to recognize Hashem when he was 3 years old. Where'd that number come from? Because it says, Shenemar, Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoli. Right? Ekev, because, right? So the Ekev is Chush B'nei Me'a V'shivim V'train. Ekev is Gematria 172. And we know that Avram Avinu lived for 175. So for 3 years, he was without Hashem. Which means that he was 3 years old, he recognized Hashem. There are other midrashim that say 48, some say maybe 52, right? Because Avram Avinu was born in the year 1948 after creation. 1,148 years after creation. The Gemara says that the first 2,000 years were Tohu. Which means for 52 years of Avram's life, he lived betohu. But he was 3 years old, he already recognized Hashem. So you have to fit that in. What exactly does that mean? That the tohu was around when Avram Avinu was around. So But the Gemara here says straight out that he was 3 years old and he recognized Hashem. Vamar Rami Bar Abba. Hasatan b'chush b'nei, just saying different members from this Amora. Hasatan b'chush b'nei tlas mea v'shitin v'arba. The word Satan is the gematria of 364. And therefore what? So the Ran says, there's one day a year when the Satan has no shlita over Klal Yisrael. What day is that? That's Yom Kippur. There are 365 days in the year. Right? One day, Satan's only 364. Yom Kippur doesn't touch you. Some say, he only doesn't touch you for a virus that you did on Yom Kippur. You can imagine such a thing. People doing a virus on Yom Kippur happens. It happens. But the rest of the year, there's no blanket check that one day a year you're free from a virus. No such thing. There's a certain kind of koach that Yom Kippur has that the Satan can't affect. What exactly? I'm sure it's very, very deep. Also, all of a sudden we're switching to the solar calendar. All of a sudden we're switching to the solar year. We usually don't go by the solar year because the word Satan equals 364, and it happens to me that there are 365 days in the year. Okay. Rama Rori Bar Abba. Ksiv Avram. Right, the Torah called, when Avram was born, his name was Avram. And Ksiv Avraham. Originally, he ruled over 243 of his Evarim. And when he added on the hay, it came up to 248. With 248, Eluhain, what are the extra five? The eyes, the ears, and his makom ha'aver after he got a bris milah. Because the point is that once he became a tamim, like we said before, his koach of vision and his koach of hearing was much more attuned, and it was considered an aliyah. And those are the five of Avarim. Rama Rami Bar Abba, my dechsev. It says in Keheles, Ir Ketana v'anashim. It's a whole pasuk over there. It says Ir Ketana. It's a small city. V'anashim ba'ma'at. Doesn't have too many people in that city. Uba alehel melech gadol. A big king came. V'sav avosa. And he circled it. Uban alehel mitzodim gadolos. And he built up big fortifications. So the Gemara is going to darsh in this pasuk about a human being, not about a city at all. It's about a human being. How? Ir Ketana v'anashim. Ir Ketana zehaguf. What's a small city? Your body. Vanashim ba ma'at elu evarim. Those are your limbs. Not that many limbs. Uba aleha melech gadol, a big king came. Visav avosa, and surrounded it. Who's that? Ze Yetzahara. That's the Yetzahara. Ubana aleha mitzudim v'charamim, and he built up fortifications. What is that? Elu avonos. Those are our averos. They build up. Right? Umatzaba ish, then the next pasuk says, but then Umatzaba ish miskein chacham umilad hu etzeir b'chachmaso, he saved the city, v'adam lo zachar etzeir ha-miskanahu. But the person doesn't remember the guy who saved the city. What does that mean? So the pasuk, what's the matter? So the Gemara says, Umatzaba ish miskein v'chacham ze yetzer tov. That's the yetzer tov. Umalad hu etzeir b'chachmaso, and he saved the city with his chachma, ze tshuva umaisim tovim. Right? But V'adam lo zachar es ha'ish ha'mesukan ha'hu. The b'shas yetzahara, at the time the yetzahara gets you, and you do an aveira, less the midgar le'le yetzatov. You don't recognize the yetzatov. Because if you did, you wouldn't let the yetzahara get the best of you. Right? Most people are not rebellious. It's all taiva. So if you have the yetzatov with you, it's very hard to succumb to the taiva. Right? What happens? You forget about the yetzatov. It's ma'isim b'chol yom. That's life. That's the struggle.
If you do ma'isim tovim, do you forget the Yetzer Hara also?
No, because the Yetzer Hara, we say, doesn't leave you alone. Right? Doesn't. Right. He's never. One of the rebbeim once told me he's never defeated. You think you licked a certain avera. You got. He's never defeated. Never goes away. He's always there. He's always there.
But you can move up to a higher level.
Right. Then the pasuk says in Kehelas again, Hachacham to'uz l'chacham me'asara shlitim. What are asara shlitim? Hachacham to'uz l'chacham zet shuvim ha'isim tovim. And what's asara shlitim? Me'asara shlitim, shtei inayim, your two eyes, shtei aznayim, shtei adayim, shtei raglayim, rosh hagviya upeh. Those are your ten weapons to fight the Yetzer Hara. Fine. Now we end off on a note about Shem ben Noach. Shem ben Noach, who's also known as Malki Tzedek, was a great man. He was a great man. He was a tzaddik of his generation. It's interesting that Avram Avinu never hung around shame. Didn't stay with shame. Right? He went to visit him one time, and that was in passing, because it was the middle of a war. He never went to visit him. He never went to learn by him. He never went to study by him. He never went to grow with him. Right? He had his own derech. He didn't go near shame at all. Maybe this is why. Amar Rabbi Zechariah, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahotzi Kahuna Mishem. Hashem wanted to bring forth the kahuna from shame. Shame was going to be the Kohen. The Kahanim were going to come forth from shame. Shenemar, Vahu Kohen Lekel Elyon. He was a Kohen. He was a chash of a person, shame. Right? We assume that shame here is Malki Tzedek, because he's not called shame in that parsha when he's called the Kohen of Kel Elyon. He's called Malki Tzedek. Right? Every ruler of Yerushalayim had the name Tzedek in it. Adoni Tzedek, Malki Tzedek, right? Kivon shehikdim berchas Avram leberchas hamakom. Once shame, Malki Tzedek, blessed Avraham before he blessed Hashem, hotziyuhu me Avraham. Hashem changed, whatever that means, and now the Kahanim were going to come forth from Avraham. Shenemar, vayivarchehu, and shame blessed Avraham. Vayomer, he said, Baruch Avraham lekel elyon karnei shemayim va'aretz. Ubaruch kel elyon. First he blessed Avraham, and then he blessed Hashem. Amalo Avram, v'chimat dibin berchas ever leberchas kono? You blessed the servant before the master? You blessed me before Hashem? What are you doing? Miyad nasna la Avram. It was given over to Avram. Shenemar, nu'um Hashem la Adoni, shev li mini, ad oshet levecha, hadom la raglecha, ubasreikzi, but it says, nishba Hashem v'lo yinochem, ata kohen la olam, al dibarti malki tzedek, al divarev shal malki tzedek. Right? It's all taken away from malki tzedek. V'hainu dechziv, v'hu kohen lekel elyon, who Kohen? Yeah, Shem was a Kohen. But the Ein Zaro Kohen, but his descendants were not Kahanim. So before we end, Duran asks, what do you mean? Avram was a descendant of Shem. Right? Avram was a direct descendant of Shem. So what do you mean? Only Shem's a Kohen, but not his descendants. Avram is a descendant. So the Ran answers, Afal Pisha Avram Mizaro Shal Shem. Lo zacha b'kahuna machmas shame ela machmas atzmo. Nobody, we don't walk around today saying we're descendants of shame, even though the word Semite comes from the word shame, right? So Semite is a shameite. Even though that's true, that's not how we call ourselves. We call ourselves as B'nai Avram, not B'nai Shame. Yes, it happens to be that biologically, Avram was a descendant of shame, but it doesn't go more than that. It's only biological. There's no other inyan in which Avram and Shem are connected. And that's all Shem's fault. Shem lost that. V'hainu d'arminin hu kohen v'in zara kohen klomar shelo zacha zara so b'kuhuda machmaso. It had nothing to do with Shem. Before that happened, it did have to do with Shem. It had nothing to do with Shem. Mashum hachi nitla mikol she'er zara al Shem v'nitla Avram. It was all taken away from Shem and given to Avraham. Tosfos says another pshat. Tosfos says, Yesh lomar lafisha lo haya b'char b'chal banov. Avram wasn't the b'char. Normally, things follow the b'char. Avram was not the firstborn. That was considered a huge break with tradition. V'lo haya lo liyorish ha-kahuna min adin el davka ha-b'char. Normally, only the b'char was yarshin. What's going on here? Avram wasn't the b'char. That's exactly the point. He's showing that it's nothing to do with shame. Similar idea.
Shame hadn't sinned.
What would have happened had Shane not sinned? I don't know. Ask me the what ifs of history.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Avraham recognized Hashem living in the world by himself. Shane had Noach who had Adam Rishon. Right? Noach and Adam were alive at the same time, and Shane and Noach were alive at the same time. So Shane had such a much more of a gilui than Avraham ever did. So it's, although Avraham and Noach were alive at the same time also, that's also true. But still, you can't compare. So just one halachic point on the last line, based on the idea of blessing Hashem first, some poskim are noheg, they're makbid, that when you have a lechayim, someone has a baby, and you have a lechayim, and you're drinking the lechayim, you should first make a bracha. First make a bracha, and give a bracha to Hashem. Thank you Hashem for giving me this drink. And then a lechayim, it's a mazal tov, it's a simcha, because exactly this idea. But first you're taking in the Gashmi, it's first you're talking about other people, and then you're going to make a bracha on the L'chaim? No, you should do it the other way around. So, same thing with the Hiratzons. First maybe you should make the bracha. First recognize Hashem, and then have your own tefillos. Okay. Hadron Alach Arban Adarim, Hadron Alach Arban Adarim, Hadron Alach Arban Adarim. Today was a nice break from the Mitzvah Adarim, a beautiful Agadatus today. And tomorrow we come back to Earth and the real world of Nadar. Have a good day.